Yeah.
Right. And corn dumplings were...
Yeah, they used that in making, they used corn meal in making dumplings a lot of times for different things, you know, especially with young vegetables.
I see.
You put it in there with young turnips and all that, that added. Good when you got right young turnips.
It'd be different from...
Not get too much in there.
It'd be different from the dumplings that your wife had in the chicken.
Well, it'd be practically the same thing. No, yeah, that's flour dumplings.
Flour and cornmeal, I see. And batter bread, did you ever hear of that?
Yeah, I heard them calling about batter bread.
Uh-huh. And that's a kind of a soft cornbread.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And... When you boil cornmeal with water, what do you call that? Make just a thick.
Well, you take the water. You know, you can take that when you got the water hot, and make the cornbread. Why, it'll swell it up quicker than it would if it was cold.
After the cornbread is baked.
It'll make it. Well, it's already hot when you put it on. It'll make it bake a little quicker.
Mm-hmm. And suppose you just boil some water and put some cornmeal into it.
I don't know whether they make, well, they could make gruel out of it, they call it.
They used to call it gruel?
Yeah, and put a little chicken soup or something in it and make it gruel.
Mm-hmm.
That's for people when they can't take much to eat when you've been sick.
Mm-hmm.
Put a little meal in there and make that stuff, and it kind of gives a little strength to it.
Mm-hmm. One of the things we always done with cornmeal is boil it with hot water and call that mush.
Yeah.
Do you have mush here?
No, we don't use that mush. They did in the Army when we was in this, and they used the mush, they called
it. Right.
And you sweeten it and use it the same way we do cereal.
Yes. You don't much care for it?
No, I could eat it, but then they don't have it anymore.
Uh-huh.
They just don't have
it.
It's a little finer than the grits.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes, it would be.
Yeah.
And a little tastier, I would think.
Yeah, and you put the, just like you treat it just like you would the cereal, trust me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They may have it in the stores to sell here now. I don't know what they're doing or not.
I haven't been able to find anybody who, likes it. A few people know
what
it is.
I like it. One doesn't know. They put this caramel syrup on it, then it was thick and heavy. Mm-hmm. They had it in there. That's what they give us. To.
Mm-hmm.
I like it.
It's kind of tasty, and you can fry it also. Make it after it's cold. bread that you just buy in stores, or your wife would bake it out of white flour, what would you call that? Bread that you would bake out of wheat flour.
Biscuits, you told me?
Bread and a loaf.
Well, they call it, it's the same thing. I don't know what they, let's see, I don't know what they call it. But they cook biscuits sometimes like you cook that cornbread. And
mm-hmm.
the round thing on the griddle, just like you did the cornbread.
Mm-hmm.
Just have a biscuit and you break off the whole thing. It'd be made just like the biscuit is, like the same stuff.
Same stuff.
Yeah.
You ever call that white bread?
Yeah. We had made light bread too, used to make that. They have to put it up, you know, and let night put yeast in it.
Oh, I see. The biscuit doesn't have that.
No, it doesn't have.
Mm-hmm.
The biscuit, they have the yeast to set it up at night and let it sort of rise, and then they bake it.
Mm-hmm.
That's the old light bread we used to get years back. You don't remember, probably don't remember that.
Too long, huh? And when you fry something, a pastry that's about this big with a hole in the center.
Donut.
And you ever call those fried cakes? Or?
Yeah, they've had fried gravy yet, they call it. They've even made that out of grease, out of gravy. Take it, fry it, put a little syrup in it, call it fried gravy.
Fried gravy.
Yeah. That's pretty good.
Sounds good. These flat cakes that you